Hi, I'm Mark Amadeo. Thanks for joining us for this installment of the GovCon video blog. Today's vlog is the fourth part of a vlog series covering cybersecurity rules for federal government contractors. So just to recap, in the first vlog, we gave an overview of the cybersecurity rules, and in our second, we touched on the rules under FAR, or the Federal Acquisition Regulation, for protecting a civilian agency contractor's internal information systems. And in the third, we talked about the rules under DFARS, or the Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement, for protecting defense agency contractors' information system. So if you haven't had a chance, check out those vlogs, and each vlog page now has a link to download the audio as a podcast to listen to the vlog offline. So one thing we talked about in our third vlog was the development of a system security plan as a way for defense contractors to comply with their obligations to implement safeguards over internal information systems. Now, just to reiterate a few things that we mentioned in that blog. First, the deadline under DFARS for defense contractors to implement the safeguards into their information systems is December 31, 2017. Second, the safeguard requirements under DFARS, and in particular the clause we're talking about, is under DFARS Clause 252.204-7012. The particular safeguards required by that clause are actually found in NIST Special Publication 800-171. And third, DoD has stated that the security requirements under SP 800-171, and there are 110 of them, will be considered implemented when a company creates one, a System Security Plan, or SSP as we'll call it, that identifies the security protections that have been implemented, and two, any plans of action for security requirements that have not been implemented. So given the central role that the System Security Plan and related plans of action play in compliance, today we're going to talk about three things defense contractors should know about those plans. So the first thing contractors should know is that there's no required format for the plans. SP 800-171 sets out only in very general terms what kind of information the system security plan and related plans of action should provide. On the system security plan itself, SP 800-171 says that organizations should describe how the specified security requirements are met or how organizations plan to meet the requirements. And it also should describe the system boundary, the operational environment, how the security requirements are implemented, and the relationships with or connections to other systems that are maintained by an organization. So SP 800-171 gives pretty general descriptions of what has to be in the plan. As for the plans of action, all SP 800-171 says is that they should describe how any unimplemented security requirements will be met and how any planned mitigations will be implemented. Again, a pretty broad description. And one last thing before we move on. 800-171 says that the SSP and plans of action can be in separate documents, or they can be in one document. The second thing contractors should know is that the SSP and related plans of action are not required by DFARS to be filed or submitted to DoD, or really any agency, at least at this point. And there's no mechanism under the regulation for any kind of monitoring by DoD of an organization's implementation of the security requirements. Now that being said, while companies are on the honor system in terms of having the SSPs in place, it's possible, and SP 800-171 in fact anticipates, that on a contract-by-contract basis, contracting officers and agencies may request to see the SSP and any plans of action. SP 800-171 even anticipates that agencies may consider the SSP and plans of action in determining whether or not it's advisable to contract with the organization. So you may see requests for SSPs and plans of action in RFPs or solicitations, and if so, presumably the plans will play a role in evaluation factors and contract award decisions. The third and last thing that contractors should know is that the system security plan and plans of action should be dynamic and not static. So one of the 14 categories of security measures under SP 800-171 is titled security assessment. And the system security plan and plans of action are actually themselves two of the security requirements that are listed under this security assessment category. But other requirements under that category include periodically assessing an organization's security controls to determine if they are effective, and monitoring security controls on an ongoing basis to ensure continued effectiveness. And with regard to the SSP, the requirement that is listed under the security assessment category doesn't just say that organizations have to develop and document a system security plan. It also says that they have to periodically update it. So the initial system security plan and plans of action that are developed for the December 31 deadline, those are just the first drafts of plans and documents that should be dynamic and continually updated. Well, that's it for today's vlog. Thanks for joining us, and we hope you come back for future episodes of the GovCon video blog.